It's been a big week for beer. Wednesday, the world's two biggest brewers, Anheuser-Busch InBev and SAB Miller, got shareholder approval to merge. The combined company will control almost a third of the global beer market. Meanwhile, the craft beer industry at the other end of the scale is also growing explosively, and one of the key ingredients for that craft beer has typically been grown in the Pacific Northwest, until now. Ariana Brocious of Here and Now contributor Harvest Public Media reports from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Beer is made from four basic ingredients: water, malt, yeast, and hops.
Hops are perennial. They can last up to 35 years once planted.
Annette Wiles of Midwest Hop Producers shows off a plant at her two-year-old hop yard in Plattsmouth, Nebraska, close to the Iowa border. They've planted 23 different hop varieties on their three-acre test plot.
Our goal is to see what grows well in Nebraska, what's disease-resistant, drought-resistant, and pest-resistant.
Brewers use hops for bittering, aroma, and flavor. A century ago, New York and New England were home to the hop industry before succumbing to a dual threat, a fungus called downy mildew, and prohibition. Now, nearly all U.S. hops are grown in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. But as the craft beer craze has been sweeping the nation, farmers in other regions want in on the action.
However, our environment in these Midwest areas is totally different than where hops is typically grown.
That's University of Nebraska-Lincoln researcher Stacy Adams. He's also been testing which hop varieties will do best in Nebraska, using four test plots around the state with different microclimates and soil types.
Given our environment is somewhat volatile, we want to identify varieties that the farmer will be able to market, because the brewers are mainly looking for this consistency from year to year to year.
Universities throughout the Midwest and New England are also investing in research and training for this new specialty crop. Local farmers are starting to grow hop vines. That's bine with a B. But Mark Pattison says commercial hop growing can be daunting.
It costs anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000 to $15,000 per acre to put the plants and the trellises in the ground. And you don't get a mature crop for about 3 years. So you're not going to see any return on your investment for that 3 years. And hops are a very labor-intensive crop.
Pattison should know. He started Buck Creek Hops 3 years ago in south-central Iowa. He's now the biggest grower in the state. Though the region's humidity can be a challenge, thanks to copious sunlight, Pattison says the Midwest is actually ripe for growing hops.
If you're between the 35th and 55th parallel in the U.S., you're in a good spot to grow hops. We're in the 46th.
Hop growing is taking off in many states, but Pattison is betting that Iowa has a good shot at competing on the hops market, since farming is at the state's core.
Now that we're looking for alternative crops in the Midwest, and with a shortage of hops, the craft brewing boom, we're seeing some of it come back.
And he says they can grow many of the same varieties as growers in the Pacific Northwest. The flavor of a Cascade hop, for example, pretty much remains the same.
A Cascade hop's a Cascade hop. Different soil types will produce different aromas and maybe sometimes a touch of different flavor. But in general, not a big difference.
Startup costs of industrial-scale equipment is a big reason why there aren't more large-scale hop farms in the Midwest. Midwest Hop Producers is investing millions of dollars to build the first commercial hops processing facility in Nebraska. They recently bought a huge harvester from Germany. They'll handle their own hops and those from other growers, too, a model others, like Pattison, are also adopting. The delicate hop cones, which are harvested at around 80% moisture, have to be handled right to maximize the qualities brewers want. Annette Wiles leads the way into their drying room, as hot and muggy as a sauna.
Similar to coffee beans, if you dry them too hot, too fast, you'll burn the oils and then you've ruined your crop.
Currently, most Midwest hop growers are small-scale hobbyists who sell wet hops, fresh off the vine, to breweries in the fall. But to supply breweries on a large scale year-round, hops have to be dried, milled, and turned into the pellet hops brewers prefer. Kim Kavalak, co-founder of Nebraska Brewing Company, is looking forward to a large-scale supply of local hops in the future.
We do see a future of that. We're really, really excited about that part of the industry growing.
And Kavalak says they'll partner on the brewing side as local hop producers continue to develop.
We'll do test batches and make sure that what they're using is either A, compatible with what we're already doing, or develop some other recipes that are compatible with the hops that they're growing.
So while most Nebraska beer is still made from hops from far away, a whole new kind of local craft beer may soon be on tap. For Here and Now, I'm Arianna Brocious in Lincoln, Nebraska.